The Genesis Communications Network is sponsored by the U.S. Money Reserve, your exclusive source for gold and silver precious metals. Visit them online at usmoneyreserve.com.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. Have with you yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Folks, real quick, I wanted to share with you, well, let me say it this way, folks, I got a lot of stuff to cover today. I'm going to get to Romans 13 in a way that you've never heard it. I promise you it runs counter to everything that you've heard from the professed church in America today. And I'm going to show you scripturally exactly what I'm talking about. And why is it that we're in trouble today? We're going to talk about that in just a little bit. If you guys would permit me, my listeners, if you would permit me two segments to just highlight what's going on in your country, things are getting out of hand, no question about it. And I wish I had a better report or a good report to give unto you in the sense of the way that you'd want to hear it, but I'm sorry to tell you otherwise. America is in trouble today, and I'm going to play some audio for you from some of our friends in a couple minutes here. But before I get to that, friends, if you'd like to check us out online, please go to sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Just put up a brand new landing page. Tell us what your thoughts are. Tell us what you think of that new landing page on sonsoflibertyradio.com. Again, sonsoflibertyradio.com and sonsoflibertymedia.com. Those two pages interact one with another. I wanted to share with you, friends, some important information because we have been getting a lot of reports across the boards, across the country, friends, that Google and Yahoo and other network searches are restricting the flow of conservatives, obviously because they have been queuing up Hillary Clinton for a long time, who does not have any support. I've shared that with you so many times, friends. Do your due diligence and you'll understand exactly what I'm talking about. But I noticed on my personal Facebook, I have about 351,000 friends on it, and interestingly enough, over the last couple months, we've noticed that it went from 3 million weekly outreach to less than 900,000 weekly outreach. Many conservatives across the country and real Christians, friends, that are doing the stuff, as we say here in the ministry, are considering a class action lawsuit. We are considering a class action lawsuit, and I want to let you know that if you are having the same issues, please do let us know. I'm going to give you a phone number real quick. If you'd like to join this class action lawsuit, folks, that we're considering right now, we need to know what's going on out there, because again, we do know that they're restricting our traffic flow for a reason, because they are trying to queue up Hillary Clinton, who does not have legitimate support in any sense of the word. The woman should be in prison. No ifs, ands, or buts about it. We just recently seen that polls came out, and friends, you have to ask yourself the question, where are these polls coming from? But you do need to understand that they're bought and paid for. These polls are coming out saying that Donald Trump and Hillary Clinton are neck and neck. I'm curious to know where she got that support from, because it's not from the American people. I'm going to further affirm what I'm saying in just a couple moments. This is what I'm talking about, friends. I've got much to say. Going back to Facebook, restricting my traffic flow from 3 million to, that would be weekly, to less than 900,000. This all coming from Facebook right now. Folks, that is against the law. You have something called free speech, which runs in the same direction as law. Folks, we know that liberty is the right to do what the law permits. We're doing that which is lawful. They are doing that which is unlawful. Therefore, it's illegal. And folks, if you know of anybody that's having the same issues, do let us know. I'm going to give you that phone number in just a couple of minutes. Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of Christianity under the umbrella of the Christian faith, or prohibiting the free exercise thereof, or abridging the freedom of speech or of the press, the right of the people peaceably to assemble and to petition the government that works for we the people for redress of grievances. Folks, they are restricting our traffic flow. I have another question for you, friends. Who has killed more people than the state? All the way back to the very beginning of the creation of man, who has killed more people in the history of mankind than the state? Here's the answer, okay? Nobody. Nobody has done more killing than the state in the history of mankind. Governments have killed off their people. They have been more responsible than any other group of people in the history of mankind. Why am I saying that? Well, interestingly enough, just this last week, Connecticut Democrats, criminals, friends, passed gun confiscation legislation. So in other words, friends, now what they're doing is they're zeroing in on those that have any form of domestic abuse, and they are literally telling them to go ahead and turn their guns in that state. Now, I don't know if it's you or you just haven't awakened yet to what's going on in your country, friends, but isn't it interesting? It's the same government, friends, that are zeroing in on your veterans that are worthy enough to go fight these criminals in this administration and those that preceded this administration. They're unconstitutional wars because Congress has allowed it. In Congress, America, do not forget, is your voice. So you've allowed them to send your kids to unconstitutional wars, only to come back from them unconstitutional wars, hopefully alive, only to tell them that they're not fit to bear arms in your own backyard. How does that work out, friends? Hey, America, who's killed more people in the history of in the history of the world? The state. Nobody's killed more people than the state. Now they're starting to disarm. They just passed legislation in Connecticut, friends, to disarm those that have a record of domestic abuse. In other words, they're zooming in on it. But folks, do keep in mind, if I was to show you their records, friends, do keep in mind, they would all be thrown in jail. You do understand that, right? Those that are attempting to disarm the American people, you do need to understand that that is criminal, America. Let me say that again. That is criminal. Again, bringing forth the Bill of Rights, a well-regulated militia, that's you, America, being necessary to the security of a free state, the right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. See, it's also interesting to note that they themselves are armed, defending themselves against the people that they're supposed to serve, but now they're targeting in on Americans, folks, because they want to disarm you one way or another. By any means necessary, friends, that's exactly what they're doing. By any means necessary. Even zeroing in on the veterans that fight, bleed, and die to ratify the Constitution and the liberties in which we have that give these unconstitutional criminals in your government, America, for some reason you're led to believe that they have a right to go ahead and counter what our veterans fight, bleed, and die establishing and magnifying, namely the Constitution of the United States of America. Well, we're about to set that record straight in just a couple minutes. If you'd like to call in, 1-866-582-9933, 1-866-582-9933.
As you listen to the show today, you're probably thinking, how can I be a part of changing culture and restoring this country for our posterity? Well, we at the Sons of Liberty have an answer for you. Pick up the phone and call radio stations in your hometown. Tell them you want to hear the Sons of Liberty on your AM and FM stations. Help us multiply the message that we deliver to the nation every day. And equip your community with the truth that is protecting our liberty for generations to come. Remember, we can do this together. Are you tired of hearing nothing but gloom and doom from the mainstream media? It's time to turn the dial and start learning the truth of who you are so you know where you're going. That's why we at the Sons of Liberty are proud to introduce our new media outlet, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Every day, we're posting articles written by contributors from coast to coast who are actually in the fight in this culture war, bringing you the news and history the mainstream media does not want you to hear. sonsoflibertymedia.com. Get the news with resolve. At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0777. Or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Yo, my name is Apache Davis, and I support the Sons of Liberty because the Sons of Liberty still believes America is good, that belief in God is the cornerstone of our republic, that character and virtue is important, and families are the basic building blocks of society.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com. sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Come back again to the Sons of Liberty, folks. If you'd like to call in at any time over the next hour and 45 minutes, 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. You know, yesterday I was talking about when I first started off the show, because I feel in a righteous indignation when I'm dealing with the issues in which I see on a daily basis. And I'm, for the life of me, always trying to figure out why I'm the only one that feels angry about what's going on in their country, at least in my world. And, you know, when you look in Scripture, here, now this is how it started, just so you know. Someone posted on a live feed the other day that, you know, 95% of the people that I know could care less about what corruption is doing in government. And folks, do keep in mind, corruption in government, the God-ordained institution of government, is awesome. I'm always dealing with corruption in the government, the leaven that leavens the whole lump, and the foxes that spoil the vine, because I understand that justice is the guardian of liberty. Read Isaiah 56. It tells us, blessed is the man that keepeth judgment at all times, and the salvation of the Lord shall be soon made manifest. That means liberation and righteousness only when we bring judgment. As a matter of fact, that's exactly what David did. Read Isaiah 51, verse 4 when you get a moment. It's people aren't indignant about what's going on in their country because they don't believe it's really happening. They believe that when I'm highlighting the things that I'm highlighting today, that I'm speaking to a third world country, when in fact I'm not. As a matter of fact, just yesterday I was speaking to the audience, and what started flowing out of my heart, because I believe I have the Spirit of Christ, what started flowing out of my heart is, if this, what was going on in your backyard, was happening in a third world country, you would demand our government to unseat that tyrant in that third world country. But friends, I want to tell you something. I'm not talking about a third world country. I'm talking about your country. I'm talking about what's going on in your backyard. And the reason people aren't angry about it is because, simply put, they don't lay it to heart. As a matter of fact, when you go to Malachi 2:2, it says, if you will not hear and if you will not lay it to heart to give glory unto my name, saith the Lord of hosts, I will even send a curse upon you, and I will curse your blessings. Yeah, I have cursed them already, because you do not lay it to heart. Is that possibly what's going on in this country today? Yes, you better bet your bottom dollar that's what's happening today. Matter of fact, even when you read the book of Isaiah chapter 42, it talks about how the fire that burneth around you, you don't think it's going to burn you. Yet, in fact, friends, it is burning you on a daily basis. I mean, friends, just think about this. You have a government, again, a foreign government inside of the White House right now attempting to tear down the Constitution and recreate it in the image of the UN. In America, you're responsible for the UN. You allowed your government to establish the UN. Peacekeeping efforts, yeah. Peace according to their understanding or to their measure or to their definition of what peace is, folks. Anything that runs contrary to God is their problem. So I say this, America, if you want peace, prepare for war because you're in the middle of one right now. You are in the middle of one right now. And it's almost all over with, friends, the experiment. 240 years later. Do I believe that we're done for? Nope. I don't believe that the righteous will ever be done for. The seed of the righteous is forever. But going back to the White House, friends, just think about this. The White House is threatening North Carolina. If you don't allow Chad Severance, a known pedophile felon, to go ahead and institute that which is illegal in the United States of America, it's a felony, friends. Check out your state statute. Gender-neutral bathrooms. We're going to withhold your federal tax dollars. Now, I'm curious, friends, where did those tax dollars come from? They came from you. And for you to stand down and let this criminal in the White House dictate what will be given to the state of North Carolina bewilders me to no end. And furthermore, when you go to Amendment 10 of the Bill of Rights, this is what it says. The powers not delegated to the United States by the Constitution, nor prohibited by to the states, are reserved to the states respectively or to the people. I want you to consider this. Federal government is a creature of the states. It was created by the states, not the other way around. So how is it that the creation is trying to overthrow the creature? Or, I'm sorry, the creator. Forgive me. Again, federal government is a creation of the states, friends, not the other way around. Who are they to dictate to any of our states? Who are they to take our tax dollars and threaten other states for not subjecting themselves to an unconstitutional act? Oh, and here, P.S., sonsoflibertymedia.com if you'd like to check this out. Obama's administration is now being sued. Praise God. Praise God. Obama administration sued over transgender locker room issue, friends. And I want to tell you this, too. Sooner or later, you can mark my words on it. For all the crimes that are happening in targets right now, it's going to go right up to the flagpole concerning the CEO, who all the well knows what he's doing by giving permission to the pedophiles to go ahead and make a prey out of your children. One of those victims, friends, of a pedophile. If that pedophile makes it that far, do keep in mind, not only will the pedophile be charged, but also the CEO of Target needs to be held lawfully accountable for what he is giving permission to. Did you hear what I said? Until you start bringing it back and taking their game and shoving it right back down their throat and establishing justice, friends, instead of laying back and allowing them to establish unrighteousness in our country and in advocating that which God calls an abomination, as well as his kids, friends, you have to take it back to them. Justice is the guardian of liberty. Let judgment run down like water and righteousness like a mighty stream. Furthermore, I also wanted to let you know, not only are they trying to disarm people right now, Connecticut criminals in that state just passed confiscation gun legislation, friends. Okay? Just so you understand, it's happening in your country today. I want to let you know that this is going to continuously snowball until the American people wake up. Muslim convert, CIA director on the 28 pages of 9/11 report. It's full of uncorroborated, unvetted information. The man is a liar. The man is a liar. Listen to what I said. Muslim convert, the head of the CIA, none other than the stooge John Brennan, claims that those classified pages of the 9/11 report contain uncorroborated, unvetted information, which could be used to point the finger at Saudi Arabia's involvement in the attacks. Why is he protecting those that have Well, we've been told that are responsible for the downing of the two towers. Friends, it's time for you to question everything. It's long overdue that you question everything that this government is doing. And I'm not talking about good government. I got friends that are in government. I'm standing behind them, and so should you. But the fact of the matter is, America, you're allowing less than 1.7% of the population to destroy the whole of who you are. And why that is, I have no idea. We have a friend in none other than Alabama, the Supreme Court Justice Roy Moore, that the administration's now going to come after because he said in his state, no sodomites in the state. No homosexual marriages. Friends, in every state, you do need to understand, folks, there's no such thing as gay marriage. No such thing as homosexual marriage. There never has been, there never will be. There never has been, and there never will be, friends. Never will. I don't care how many times they tell you, it's just not the case. Jesus said they made them female and they made them male. He said they made them male and female. And the two shall become one flesh and they shall have offspring, I'm adding. Yep, thank God we all have daddies and mommies. What happens if we took on this mentality, friends? There would be no reproduction, would there? Nope. There would be nothing to replenish the earth because it would be a man with a man and a woman with a woman. And it's interesting, when they want to have babies, they have to go get the opposite sex. Hello, right? But you need to understand what's going on here. This is the second time around they're attacking Alabama Chief Justice Roy Moore. I want to tell you people something. It's not a good place to set yourself there. It really isn't. All you bad people, it's not a good place to put yourself. It really isn't. He won the first time, and everything that you attempted to do to him, God undermined everything for his glory. Not only did you attempt to demote him, but what you didn't realize is you were actually promoting him. Because this is one individual that means what he says. Furthermore, he's a friend of ours. So you want to go ahead and give it a second shot, do you? Well, I'm not even going to say good luck to you. I'm going to say you better say your prayers and you better make sure that you're praying to the right God before you go that direction, because it's not going to fare well for you in the end. I can promise you that. Furthermore, the Word of God will promise you that. He's not one to be meddled with. Not only is he a Vietnam veteran, but that boy, that man has got his feet upon the rock and he is not moving come hell or high water. Matter of fact, the first time they attacked him, Judge Roy Moore actually shared with me, friends, you know who attacked him? None other than Karl Rove and the President of the United States that you were told that was a Christian. They wanted the Ten Commandments removed. How did that work out? Well, it gave him a national platform, didn't it, friends? So go ahead and do it again. And again, friends, don't put yourself in that position, because he is a man of righteousness.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
How would you like to make 17% on your money in only 90 days?
That's right. Gold owners made 17% in only 3 months as gold had its best quarterly gain in 30 years. Gold is on the move, and you need to get government-issued, legal tender gold coins starting at only $139 each. The U.S. Money Reserve, one of the largest gold distributors in the country, announces the first ever at-cost gold release on this station for only $139 each. 1-866-944-GOLD or online at usmoneyreserve.com. Official U.S. government issued legal tender solid gold coins at cost for only $139 each. Call 1-866-944-GOLD. Ask for a free 55-page gold buyer's book. Plus, get a free Walking Liberty half dollar just for reading this must-have book all about gold. Remember, gold is on the move, up 17%. Call 1-866-944-GOLD.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
I'm Nick Sobolewski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shot the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health issue and company and other factors. Not available in all states.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Purchase a ProPure system during the Crazy May sale and get a free ProMax shower filter or water filter pitcher. Remove up to 200 contaminants with the Pro1G 2.0 truly cleanable, reusable filter. We don't stretch our claims. We just deliver performance. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, friends. You angry at the world? Nope, I'm just angry at the wicked every day, just like my father. I'm just his offspring. And I hope you are as well. Read Malachi 2:2 when you get a moment. Lay it to heart, friends. This is your country. I wanted to give a quick shout out to none other than Scott Adams from RedStateTalkRadio.com, who just happens to be right in the center of, well, Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, friends. He can see the Independence Hall right from his window. They just picked us up, another national outlet. We want to tell you, Scott, Mr. Adams over there in Philadelphia, we appreciate your trust very much. You just picked us up this last week. And again, we wanted to give you a shout out, showing much respect and much love. First Down 318. Also wanted to let you know, the listeners, thank you very much for making us the number one show on Saturdays on Genesis Communication Network throughout the United States of America. Folks, it's just been one of those days. I'm just, the first thing that happened this morning is I wake up, I'm going to play this audio for you in just a moment. These were things that I was very well aware of as to what's going on in our country, but it didn't ruin my morning. I just had to overcome it when I heard it, because I know it to be true, and I know this is why we're in trouble in this country. In saying that, friends, before I get onto this topic, I want to play a piece for you. From Brigitte Gabrielle. It's about 4 minutes long, and I need you to listen carefully, because she is, along with Pamela Geller, getting the word out there, telling you, friends, that your government is making way at every step, friends, to give way to your foreign enemy. Okay? I want you to listen carefully again. This is Brigitte Gabrielle blowing the trumpet, friends, as to what's going on. And pay attention, pay close attention, friends, as to who is the one that's taking orders or being advised from your enemies within. Check this out.
I am holding in my hand the Muslim Brotherhood plan for the destruction of the United States, written 5/22/1991. The title of the plan is مذكرة تفسيرية للهدف الاستراتيجي العام للجماعة في أمريكا الشمالية. You all got that? There will be a quiz. It is titled the Muslim Brotherhood, an explanatory memorandum for the general strategic goal for the group, the Muslim Brotherhood in North America, written 5/22/1991. This plan was presented as evidence in the Holy Land Foundation trial, the largest terrorism trial ever in the history of the United States, where our government handed down, hello, my best friend, where our government handed down 108 guilty verdicts for Muslim Americans and Muslim American organizations raising money to support terrorist organizations in the Middle East to the tune of millions. And I'm just going to read you a paragraph of this plan, so it'll give you an idea of what I'm talking about. They talk about the settlement in the United States. And I have to put my glasses on because God in his wisdom decided I turned 49 and I needed reading glasses. Wait until I get to heaven. I'm convinced he's a man. If he was a woman, he would know I would look better without glasses. Understanding the role of the Muslim brother in North America. The process of settlement is a civilization jihadist process with all the word means. The Ikhwan, which is the Arabic word for brothers, must understand that their work in America is a kind of grand jihad in eliminating and destroying the Western civilization from within and sabotaging its miserable house by their hands and the hands of the believers so that it is eliminated and Allah's religion is made victorious over all other religions. Is this clear? They don't mince words, do they? But the most important page of this document is the last page. Because in the last page, they list 29 front Islamic organizations set up in the United States with the specific goal of sabotaging America from within and destroying America by our own hands. And I'm just going to name a few. Number one on the list is ISNA, Islamic Society of North America. And if you're familiar with ISNA, it's because they are now advisors to President Obama about Middle East policy.
There you have it.
So we not only have the Fox watching the hen house, we have the Fox inside the White House dictating policy in the ear of the president. Number two on the list is the MSA, the Muslim Student Association. The Muslim Student Association has more chapters on American college campuses than the Democrats and the Republicans combined. Number eight on the list is NAIT, the North American Islamic Trust. The North American Islamic Trust owns the deed to over 90% of American mosques in the United States. That is a problem. Now, what makes this very important, and I'm going to focus in the last 3 minutes, 5 minutes on education, is to show you how they set up every organizations in this plan to destroy America, focusing on every sector of our society. Organizations focused on publishing, organizations focused on media, organizations focused on education with the strict purpose of doing sabotage to America from within. And I'm not talking military. We know that ISIS and Al-Qaeda and all the others want to do attack the United States and do damage to the United States. As a matter of fact, we in the United States have 150 terrorist organizations right now operating in America. Five of them are operating right here in the District of Columbia.
Now, just to highlight that, friends, just to let you understand the severity of what's going on, we've known this for a long time. I've blown this through the trumpets. I can't even tell you how many times, friends, as to what's going on. Just keep in mind, friends, last week, Barack Hussein Obama sent out the best that you have, more Navy SEALs, to go to the Middle East while he's opening the doors to to the very people that they are going over there to deal with in your country. Just so you understand, sleight of hand. Oh, they love to condemn it in the north and justify it in the south, don't they? Well, that's exactly what they're doing, friends. And as I've said so many times, if you're not going to lay it to heart, as it tells us in Malachi 2:2, well, rest assured, friends, somebody is taking care of the problem that you are not taking care of, and it's not the people that you want taking care of that are actually creating the problem. And as I've shared with you so many times, what you need to understand about this ministry is I can't put my finger on everything, folks, that I'm talking about in the future, but I can tell you this. I know what I'm saying when it's in my heart. No devil in hell can take it out of me. I know what I'm telling you is right. I just can't always connect it right away. Give it a little time. This is just, and I'm just talking about once in a while, friends, but just give it a little time and things will begin to come together, and I'll say, that's exactly what I was talking about. Here we have it again. Here we have it again. Why? Because Scripture already told us what was going to happen. I am the Lord your God, which brought you forth out of the land of Egypt, that you should not be their bondmen. Yes, they are enslaving you, friends. Yes, they are attempting to enslave you and your children. But the Lord said, I've broken the bands of your yoke and made you to go upright. But if you will not listen unto me and will not do all these commandments, folks, if you don't enforce his law against their crimes, what do you expect is going to happen? What good is a cop if he doesn't enforce the laws? I mean, what are you going to have? You're going to have anarchy, and that's exactly what's going to happen. But one of the things that you need to notice with Brigitte Gabrielle, who's a friend of the ministry, she said, these people don't mince words, do they? Nope, but the American people don't. They better not say it too hard, because if they do, man, they might have someone come down on them. Well, who would come down on them? Who would come down on them, friends? The very people that I'm exposing right now, that's who would come down on you. Now you know who your enemy is. Why else would they come down on you? If they're not guilty of it, then why would they come down on you, friends? That's exactly why they would come down on you, because they don't want to be exposed for who they are. And yet this is the church's business. This is the church's job. He said this, the Lord did, if you despise my statutes or your soul abhor my judgments so that you will not do all my commandments, but you break my covenant, I will also do this unto you. I will even appoint over you terror. Who said that? The Lord did. Consumption in the burning aug that shall consume the eyes and cause sorrow of heart. I will set my face against you, and you shall be slain before your enemies, and they that hate you shall reign over you, and you shall flee when none pursue. Let me get back to this. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com just highlighted the fact that Hillary Clinton is daring Donald Trump. I'm not going to get caught up into that game. I just want to let you know this. But for a woman that has zero support from the American people, she's pretty bold, isn't she? Now, I've shared with you in the past, and here's one of these I told you so's, in the past, that this administration that Barack Hussein Obama has around him, while they're tried and true concerning the crimes that they have committed on the behalf of the Clintons, okay? She wants her administration back. Now, keep in mind, she does not have the support from the American people. She has it from the bought and paid for CIA-controlled media and controlled media. That's the support that she has. Also keep in mind, less than 6% of the population now have given an approval rating to the state-run narrative, to the media, state-controlled media. Okay? I do understand that Hillary Clinton has Huma Abedin as her, well, the little devil that speaks into Jezebel's ear. This is her advisor. She's a Muslim. You do know that. And we also know that Valerie Jarrett is also the advisor to Barack Hussein Obama. She tells him what pants to wear, right? She's in the White House. So, America, don't stand back and act like you didn't know what Brigitte Gabrielle just told you when he's taking advice from America's sworn enemies within. And don't act like ISIS is some foreign enemy when we already know that the CIA is empowering them at every given step concerning what's going on globally. You do need to understand that. And by the way, I didn't say that. You need to wake up. Also keep in mind that we see Muslim infiltration going on in the United States military. We also see concerning Homeland Security, who Barack Hussein Obama appointed as the fox in the chicken coop. There were five that had Muslim terror tie links. Okay? Just so you know. When we come back, I'm going to show you the countries that have been supporting none other than Hillary Clinton.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Greetings, I'm Ron Strom, commentary editor for WND.com. I'd like to take this opportunity to thank Bradley Dean for the vital work he does through his radio show, Sons of Liberty. I think of Bradley Dean as a biblical patriot on steroids.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com. sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for longevity for over 17 years, since before it was longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have longevity.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Right before the break, the advisors that both Barack Hussein Obama have and Hillary Clinton, folks, they're both Muslim led, and we all know that this is a part of perfect judgment. But I want you to listen carefully to this, okay? Foreign countries that gave Hillary Clinton's foundation millions, and keep in mind, friends, there are, I believe, 9 people in federal prison right now for protesting the government in Oregon for the crimes of the Clintons, selling their land, the ranchers' land, treasonously to the Russians because of uranium ore. Okay? You do need to understand that they're in jail right now, and the state-controlled narrative has been to demonize them, again, to demonize militia, which you are, America. And yet the American people are doing their thing while our fellow patriot Christians are sitting in federal prison right now trying to wake you up as to what they're responsible for. Okay? But here we go. Foreign countries that give to Hillary Clinton's foundation. And do keep in mind, Fox News also gives to the Clinton's foundation. Okay. Kingdom of Saudi Arabia, $10 to $25 million has been given to her and their foundation. State of Kuwait, $5,000 to $10,000 has been given to the Clintons Foundation. Government of Norway, $10 million to $25 million has been given to the Clintons Foundation. UK Department for International Development, $5 million. United Arab Emirates, $1 to $5 million has been given to the Clintons Foundation. Folks, all foreigners. Okay. State of Qatar, $1 to $5 million. Commonwealth of Australia, $5 to $10 million. Government of the Netherlands, $5 to $10 million has been given to the Clintons Foundation. Emirates of Ras Al Khaimah, folks, another Mid-Eastern company, $25,000 to $50,000 has been given to the Clintons Foundation. All foreigners, friends. Taiwan Economic and Culture Office, $500,000 to $1 million was given to the Clinton Foundation. Do keep in mind that China is the blueprint for the New World Order. Government of Jamaica, $50,000 to $100,000 is given to the Clintons Foundation. Federal Republic of Germany, $100,000 to $250,000 has been given to the Clinton Criminal Family Foundation. Embassy of Algeria, $250,000 to $500,000. Kingdom of Bahrain, $50,000 to $100,000 has been given to the Clinton Foundations. And Tenerife Island government, $25,000 to $50,000 has been given to the Clinton Foundations. Now, friends, the enemy you need to clearly understand is not without America. It is within. And I want to make this very clear before we get to the next topic here, that I am for peace. I do want you to understand that. I am for peace according to law. Okay, because the rule of force brings about war, and that's exactly what these devil, satanic, New World Orders are attempting to do within with the use of communistic methodologies, namely totalitarian methods, okay? And we just heard what Brigitte Gabriel said, that they want to turn the people one against another in this country. But again, going back to Scripture, friends, I'll turn the nation into hell that forgets me, okay? But I want you to understand that Bradley Dean, the Sons of Liberty, and as was our forefathers, friends, we're for peace. Yet we will defend ourselves. Yet I also believe that we need to be prepared for war to maintain the peace. Read Psalm 120, verse 7. I also want to make sure that we are not working for the enemy in the process of bringing forth our own demise, as Brigitte Gabriel just highlighted, through the destruction of others. Because of some self-proclaimed elitist who wants to establish a one-world government, namely with the use of a foreign enemy within, friends. See, everybody that's a part of this covenant of hell, folks, just mark my words. In life or death, friends, mark my words. It will be disannulled. They will be dealt with. We talked about that yesterday. This covenant of death, it will be disannulled. That's a promise. But you need to understand, friends, what's going on here. Let me just say it this way without going forward on this topic. The system of terror was essential to Stalinism. Notice what Brigitte Gabriel said. She said that this document was written back in 1991. You need to question everything that the government has been doing in this country. You always should. You need to guard liberty as a pearl, friends. The system of terror was essential to Stalinism. Terror was the creation to mold politically the control that they wanted. As I've said in the past, and as I say right now, is it not interesting how we're constantly being barraged and inundated by the media of possible terror threat here, and then we hear a terror terrorist had his way over in another foreign, another country, and then we hear of another terror attack in France, and now over here, and now over here. Folks, who is this all working for? And furthermore, when you listen to these politicians that represent the people in those prospective governments, friends, what are they asking for? They're asking the people to give up their rights as they're attempting to disarm them nations. What? Who are they working for? Hello? Beep, beep, beep. There's your alarm, friends. The bell's going off. This is not hard to figure out. And if you listen to intelligence agencies, friends, there's a lot of whistleblowers coming out right now telling you what is going on and who's responsible for what's going on. And going back to what Brigitte Gabrielle said once again, friends, she said, how many organizations are within the United States of America? Who's been under attack since September 11th? The question now, America, is safe to say, and it always has been, who's responsible for the two towers falling? Who's it worked for? But again, if you don't know the difference as to how do tyrants act, friends, you're not going to know the difference, are you? Out of chaos, we can create a new world order. Out of chaos, we can create a new world order. America, who is creating the chaos? I just highlighted someone that they're attempting to put up, friends, as a legitimate presidential candidate named Hillary Clinton that everybody and their dog and their cat and their parakeet in this country knows belongs at least in prison, at least in prison. She's got a lot of dead folks around her and her husband. As do they have a lot of treasonous acts on their ledgers, friends, committed against we the people. And America, you keep acting like it's not you that they have their guns aimed at, literally. Literally. Wake up. I don't know what else to say. Lay it to your heart, America. You're in a lot of trouble today. Not tomorrow. You're in a lot of trouble today. You want peace? Prepare for war because you're in the middle of it, like it or not. Like it or not. What we're going to start talking about in a couple moments here, I got an email from an individual that didn't know his left hand from his right hand. And he was talking about how much he respected the wisdom of our forefathers for establishing lines between church and state. And he said he or she were under the impression that I was contradicting myself concerning who we are and who our forefathers were and what our foundations are. Well, what do you need? We have foreigners coming into this country from all over the world, and I'm not talking about those that hate America, but those that love America, that come here because you are a Christian nation. How is it they can see, but you can't? I want to tell you why. Because you're not reading your documents. You're not reading your founding documents, and you are surely not reading your Bible or the history of our forefathers. You're listening to the propagandists through the likes of the ACLU and other organizations like them, who they themselves have told you who they are, that the end of the ACLU is communism. I said to this individual, apparently you have never read the Declaration of Independence because I have a question for you. Where do your rights come from? Well, they come from the state. I said to this individual, you need to understand that you have an evolutionary view of government. End of story. Period. My people are destroyed for the lack of knowledge. That's why you're in trouble. But if you want to listen to what John F. Kennedy rightly told the American people back in the 60s, he said, let not the people in this country think that your rights come from the state. They come not from the state. They come directly from the hand of God. And then I went on and told this individual, why is it that your representatives put their hand on the Bible? Folks, it's the same argument. People, you need to have your ears open by the Holy Ghost because he's the only one that can do it. I can talk until I'm blue in the face, but until he enlightens you to understand through revelation exactly who we are and what he means to have you know, nothing's going to change. Why do they put their hand on that Bible? Why do they swear to uphold the Constitution against all enemies, both foreign and domestic? Why did Alice Baldwin say in 1918, the Constitutional Convention and the written Constitution were the children of the pulpit? Why would she say something like that? Or what about Peoples versus Ruggles, 1811? The court said, whatever strikes at the root of Christianity tends manifestly to the dissolution of several civil governments. Now, why would they say something like that? Because we're a Christian nation. We're going to talk about that on the other side. I hope you're listening up.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.